Hello and welcome to Radio Edutalk. This is David Noble in Dalgety Bay, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show Liz Neal, who's Senior Project Manager at the British Council. Welcome to Edutalk, Liz.
Thank you very much, David. Glad to be here.
And just to start off with, could you give listeners a kind of background to your career?
Yeah, sure. I studied communications at university and was looking for a role that would give me a chance to work with people, and I started off in marketing in a firm in Glasgow with a horrible commute, and that I landed on my feet with the British Council shortly afterwards, which gave me a chance to work with people, but on a world stage, and I really enjoy that aspect of my work, working with colleagues around the globe and with visitors coming into Scotland. It's given me a chance to really communicate to a global audience. And since that time, I've worked in the British Council on various programmes, always in education, and currently I'm a senior project manager across a range of programmes and opportunities in Scotland and UK-wide. So
what is the British Council, and can you let us know about the kind of work in Scotland with schools and young people?
Sure, yeah. British Council is the UK's organisation for international cultural relations and education opportunities. We're probably best known overseas, where we have a large teaching operation, teaching English and managing exams. I think we suffer from a slightly lower profile here in Scotland, but we basically exist to help create and develop positive relationships between people here in Scotland and the UK and countries around the world. The British Council was founded in the 1930s as a response to rising extremism in Europe, and we now have an established presence in over 100 countries around the world. We work across primarily education, which has been my area, but also culture, society, science, the arts, and in English language and qualifications. So they're all areas where Scotland and the wider UK have a great deal to offer, a lot of assets. And we use those areas of work to enhance the attractiveness of the UK and to influence internationally and help just to contribute positively to the world.
And if we just kind of zone in on Scotland, then can you tell us about some of the kind of recent or ongoing work with schools and young people? It'd be great to kind of hear some examples of the projects that have been running.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a wide range of opportunities in Scotland for schools and young people, and I can touch on some of the. I'll maybe start with some of the largest ones, because I think for many people in the sector, they know the products or the opportunities before they click that they're British Council that's behind them. So probably the highest profile and the largest in terms of scale is Erasmus Plus. This is the European Commission's flagship education programme, and we're the national agency in partnership with the CORIS that run it in the UK. And Erasmus Plus is for schools right from nursery school through to vocational colleges, and it's best known at university level, where Erasmus is for the exchange of students to study and work abroad. But there's fantastic opportunities there for schools to get involved and introduce a European dimension into their institution. But most importantly, there's funding available too, which is always very attractive. So Erasmus Plus, there's two main opportunities for schools there, and Scotland's performing really well in the programme. I'm very excited because for this next year there's a 40% increase in the funding available to UK schools, and we want to encourage everyone to apply, whether they're new to the programme or they've done European projects in the past. I think there's two main areas that schools get involved in. One, where Scotland's performing very well and lots of schools are participating, it's called Key Action One, and this is where schools can apply for funding to support professional development for their staff, and it's been used extensively to fund language training for teachers in support of the Scotland's 1+2 policy and introducing two languages plus the mother tongue. So many schools, particularly primary schools, have used the programme to get funding to send teachers abroad about their language skills, to introduce them to new methodologies. They've been able to do job shadows or short-term placements, teaching assignments in schools overseas. So we've seen schools receive quite significant sums of money to take part in that. And I'd love to see it expand a bit beyond the languages side. I mean, we've seen schools receive significant sums of money to send staff overseas to learn things about outdoor education, forest schools, and the Scandinavian model, and look at approaches to management or behaviour, attainment. So there's a European dimension there, and it's the money's there to go overseas and to learn from others and to bring back practice and to share. But it doesn't have to be languages based. It can be any aspect of the school. So it really is the up to the schools, school leaders, own development plans as to what is important to them to develop and improve their school and to use Europe to as a vehicle to make that happen. So it's had a really profound impact on staff motivation and increasing skills and knowledge and expertise within staff. And they can bring home learning and approaches that can really transform and lead to some sort of school improvement. So it's been really great to be involved in that. And the other part of Erasmus for schools is partnership projects. And again, this year there's going to be a great new development where the European Commission have responded to feedback that the programme for schools can be quite unwieldy. It's quite it's looking for big projects to looking at exchange of practice and innovation. So they've put much more emphasis now on school exchange partnerships. I think in Scotland, schools are interested in exchanges and they used to be popular in the past, but for various reasons, but primarily driven by lack of funding, there's been a big decline in school exchanges with Europe. So there's a simplified online process for applications and schools can apply for money to enable groups of pupils and staff to visit partner schools for anything up from a few days up to a whole year for senior pupils if they want to do some sort of really deep learning and experience another culture. So I think that's a fantastic opportunity, and schools are keen. So we're really excited and hope that we can get the word out and encourage schools to apply for a partnership project that will involve an exchange of pupils and staff. That's Erasmus Plus, and I think with Brexit, I'm trying to always try to avoid talking about Brexit, but it's the number one question that people come back with on it, and we know that the next deadline for Erasmus Plus for schools there's one in February and one in March, and we know that any projects that are given funding will be underwritten for the life of their project. So if they get a 2-year project funded from next year's deadline, that project will run for the duration. So there's a guarantee there. So there's no uncertainty. Beyond that, there is a bit uncertainty. We're not quite sure what will happen, but British Council would want to see the UK participate in Erasmus in future, and the creation of whatever comes after Erasmus when it comes to an end in 2020. It would be great to see the UK participate in some form or another. It's been a fantastic vehicle for improving the system and creating opportunities for our young people and our staff.
And Liz, I noticed on the website you talk about kind of intercultural fluency, and that's a big part of what you talk about, and I wonder if you could just kind of define that for listeners and then talk maybe from your own perspective about why you think that international experience is so important for our young people.
Sure. I mean, British Council believes in internationalism. That's what we're all about, and our work's built on that premise that not only, you know, constructive international relations contribute to our stability and security and prosperity globally, but they directly benefit people, organisations and communities here at home. So we'd want to see more of this and broaden the understanding and create more opportunities for as many people as possible. And it's not just a good thing, I think it's an essential thing, internationalism, for the future prosperity and success of Scotland as a nation, so that we can be an attractive partner to connect with, to learn from, to do business with. We've developed an intercultural fluency offer, and it's basically all about helping ensure that having different cultures within a team is an asset and not a disadvantage, helping, you know, to understand diversity and be more tolerant, and to be able to work across cultures and not have them as a barrier. I think it's critical for monocultural teams where customers or suppliers are from different cultures. It's crucial for businesses to be able to operate globally, to have a staff that can understand and work across cultures. And it's fascinating and interesting and fun as well. So you know, we're working from with everyone from young people right through to in the workplace to help build those skills and intercultural fluency to be able to navigate and understand how to do business, how to interpret different cultures and to make that the norm. British Council loves research, so we produce quite a lot of research ourselves. And some of our recent research, it showed us that a huge number of chief execs in the UK believe that as a nation we're in danger of being left behind by emerging economies unless our young people learn to think globally. Some went as far as to say that they would give priority to people who have an international experience over the classification of their degree, and a huge proportion of employers report that the knowledge of the wider world is crucial and is what they look for when they're recruiting. They're actively seeking graduates who have that overseas experience. So through our programs, we're helping teachers to develop these skills and helping pupils to develop that international outlook so that we can, you know, contribute to strong global citizens of the future who are tolerant and aware of diversity and have that developed intercultural understanding. So,
and how can teachers in Scotland get involved?
There's a lot of, I mentioned Erasmus Plus as the flagship programme. There's lots there for teachers to sign up to and participate. We can internationalise the classroom from here at home as well through hosting a modern language assistant, for example, to help enhance learning and teaching of languages, get involved in interdisciplinary projects and just really give pupils who might not get out of the country the exposure to a native speaker of another language and see it really brought to life. So there's lots of things that schools and teachers can do without having to leave the classroom or to even leave the country. I would say the easiest way to get started on an international education journey would be to sign up for our e-twinning programme, which is a European-funded programme that's entirely free of charge. There's no grants or anything, but it takes 2 minutes for them to sign up. They have access to huge resource, project toolkits, a safe and secure place to do online projects, webinar technology technology is an issue for schools in many places. It makes it easy for them to be able to use technology to connect classrooms. It really motivates pupils to have a live audience that's interested in hearing from them and to be able to share stories about their own lives and circumstances with others. So I would say that's the easiest first step is to do get involved in e-twinning, and that can open the door and motivate to explore further. We can also provide some hand-holding and advice for schools and teachers who might want to have an expert practitioner come and talk to them about their own experience and how to develop that for themselves. So we can arrange that through some of our school ambassadors, and they can come to institutions and deliver a workshop or do a twilight session. So we'd encourage schools to get in touch with us, and we can arrange that for them, and they can hear it from someone who's done it and hear the benefits.
Well, that's a great offer, Liz. And just before I ask you to kind of give us information about where to go online specifically and possibly how to get in touch with the British Council or yourself and colleagues, do you engage at all with kind of youth groups, you know, other than schools?
Yes, we do. We do have, I mean, again, Erasmus Plus covers informal education too, and they're very active with organisations like Youth Link Scotland and many, many others that young people can do an international project without being involved in any formal institution. They can take it upon themselves to apply and get involved. We've got various programs that run globally, like Active Citizens, helping to empower young people to get involved in decision making and citizenship issues and to work on projects. So there's opportunities there for young people and for youth as well as it, within the formal education sectors.
It's been great to hear about all the opportunities that the British Council are helping to facilitate and run. And fascinating there, Liz, when you were talking about briefly about some of the research and what, for example, you know, future employers might be looking for. So can you leave us with you know, one or two links and ways to get in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. The two main places I would direct people to is British Council Scotland's own website, so you can see what we're doing locally here in Scotland, and that's scotland.britishcouncil.org. And our school's online portal is really the window to all of our education opportunities. So there's a lot of virtual resources and classroom packs that schools can download. There's blogs and webinars that they can hear, and they can find out, you know, how to get into any one of our programmes that might interest them. So that's schoolsonline.britishcouncil.org. I would recommend that. And we've got newsletters that you can sign up to so that you don't miss a closing date or an opportunity to take part in any of the visits or funding bids that come about.